WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators. He's President-elect Trump's pick to run Health and Human Services. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He is under scrutiny for his position on vaccines, suggesting disproven theories that they cause autism. His personal attorney has also petitioned in the past for the polio vaccine to be revoked.
In a statement, ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad says he didn't plan to leave his country, and those running it now are terrorists. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
CBS's Anna Schechter on the push to get the man charged in the CEO murder from Pennsylvania to New York.
If there is a waiving of the extradition, this could move very quickly, and you could see him back in New York the following day. I would say as soon as Wednesday. That is a possibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people are dead after a school shooting in Madison. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Madison police say they got the call for an active shooter just before 11 a.m. Monday at Abundant Life Christian School on Madison's east side. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Today, around 10:57 a.m., our officers were responding to a call of an active shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School here in Madison. When officers arrived, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds. We train on this almost quarterly.
Barnes says the shooter was a student and is now deceased. However, he said police did not have to shoot their weapons. Then authorities shifted focus to getting medical help for the people shot. The school has posted on their Facebook page asking for prayers. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Home sales in the region saw a small increase in November. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has sales up by 0.4% compared to November last year. Year-to-date sales are up from last year, but the realtors say that the market still struggles to meet demand. Prices in the four-county region went up by more than 4% to an average of $394,000. The experts warn that if supply doesn't improve, potential homeowners will be missing out on building wealth. About 70,000 gallons of crude oil crept into western Jefferson County last month. It's reported that a faulty connection on the Enbridge pipeline is to blame. The leak was discovered November 11th by an Enbridge technician. The company says about 60% of the spilled oil has been removed through excavation. The DNR is assisting with cleanup. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A dark and dreary day today, stuck under overcast, cloudy skies with areas of fog. High temperatures are nice and mild, though, tapping the mid-40s with a west breeze. And overnight tonight, we fall below freezing, with chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Earl
Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Folks, you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. We have special breaking coverage of the press conference related to the fatal shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison earlier today. We're going to go back to that press conference now. We're hoping to go back to that press conference now. We have Madison Police Chief still
there are many
speaking.
Things that we can do, and we can have those
conversations. This is Dane County Executive Melissa Agar.
But first and foremost, what needs to be the priority for all of us is supporting our young people. And that is where our community's attention needs to turn at this point in time. The police department, the fire department, the city, the county will share additional information about the investigation as it becomes available. But I urge you all to help our community find resources to support their mental health and to find resources to support the victims and families at this time.
Where
thank you all.
Where can people go to see your updates? What can you tell them to
it would be at cityofmadison.com. Me, Stephanie.
People asking for where can they find updates, cityofmadison.com.
Let me say before I go, the mayor mentioned that this was a whole of government response. It certainly was, and there's so many people that we want to thank. We cannot thank everyone, but it's also a whole of law enforcement response. Even though we are in different agencies, we all have the same training, and so I want to thank our partners with the FBI who are here with me today, partners with the ATF, Dane County Emergency Management. Of course, we already talked about our fire department. We've got calls from the Attorney General of the United States, Wisconsin State Patrol, our governor's office, State Patrol, Monona, as well as our sheriff's office. I know I may have left someone out, but thank you for how you responded professionally, quickly, and according to the way that we all train, and it all came together to ensure that no other persons were hurt. Thank you.
Chief, can you just say what time you guys made entry? Just, I just want to nail that.
10:57.
You're asking about when entry was made.
How long did it take to they arrive to the scene to be raised back? They received the call at 10:57.
Yeah, so
they're asking how long
information for our next media briefing. We plan
it
to
took
meet here at
police
5:30 tonight
to get to the school.
And I will work on
next
that
press conference will be at 5:30.
I don't have that information. I can see if detectives are able to share that number later.
Okay, and also have they checked his social media at all?
So that is something that is routinely made. The investigation will look at any.
They're asking about whether the shooter posted anything to social media. That's under investigation. We're going to go ahead and wrap the feed from the press conference. It sounds like it is breaking up. And I want to return. We did have to break away when Dane County Executive Melissa Agard was speaking. We're going to take her comments now. Let's go ahead and take her comments now.
Everyone, today our community is reeling from the heartbreaking and senseless tragedies at Abundant Life Christian School.
And if it can be turned up a bit, too.
who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe. I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Our community is better than this. Our country is better than this. Cannot continue. My heart goes out to the victims and their families and the students and the educators, and the list goes on and on. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community today. Dane County stands united in grief with the Abundant Life Christian School community. The Sheriff's Department, the Department of Emergency Management, Department of Human Services have all been on the front lines. My phone has been ringing from people across our state.
You're hearing comments from Dane County Executive Melissa Eggard moments ago at the press conference discussing the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School.
To be committed to supporting this school, these students, and these families, and our first responders who went into that building during this devastating time. We must work closely with our law enforcement officers and first responders, mental health professionals, community leaders, and policymakers to ensure that we are taking care of one another. No community should ever have to endure such a tragedy. And my administration is going to do everything that it can to provide assistance to those who have experienced this devastating loss and also do everything that we can to prevent such tragedy from occurring. To all of those who are grieving in our community, please know that you're not alone. Dane County stands with you. We're here to support you in any way possible. Please reach out and ask for help. The governor's office, as well as the mayor's office, and I will continue to update the public as we learn more. But please understand, there are many things that we cannot share with you right now. This is an active investigation. This is an active case. The SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road is the reunification center. I know that that has been out, but we need to make sure that folks know where it is that they can go to be reunited with their children. Again, in the coming days, we are going to make sure that we are supporting those that have been most impacted by this. But folks, reach out, ask for help. This does not need to be the reality of our community. Thank you.
Folks, that was Dane County Executive concluding her comments just moments ago at the press conference regarding the fatal school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'm going to review briefly the facts as we know them. Despite prior incorrect reporting that four or five people had been killed, during the press conference, Madison Police Chief Barnes confirmed three dead, including the shooter, one teenage student victim, as well as one teacher was also fatally shot during the school shooting. Six others, in addition to those three deceased, were injured. Two students with life-threatening injuries were transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. The other four injured students were transported to St. Mary's Hospital. This, according to comments from Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes moments ago. Again, that is a total of three confirmed dead, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student at Abundant Life Christian School, which serves, according to its website, around 200 families. Some reports of it serving just under 400 children. Again, that is six injured that had been transported to local hospitals, two with life-threatening injuries. The police chief stating that the physical injuries are only part of the story here. Those sentiments being echoed by Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, as well as Police Chief Chris Carbon and Dane County Executive Melissa Agard, all of them strongly saying in different ways that any and all resources that are needed in and around the Madison community, the Abundant Life Christian School community, will be provided, that the Red Cross and other collaborating and coordinating aid agencies are on scene, but that they will make resources available. If you or someone you know is struggling in response to this event or otherwise, if it is in response to this event, please do not hesitate to reach out to Dane County Department of Health and Human Services. Do not hesitate to reach out to the city of Madison. If you need to call 911, if you believe there is a threat, call 911. If you or someone you love is struggling, again, with acute mental health distress, you can always dial the or text the nationwide hotline 988. That is 988. Folks, we're going to get some of your reactions. We're going to take a breath in just a couple of minutes. But again, this incident occurred earlier this morning. First calls to emergency services around 10:57 a.m. Police Chief Barnes saying that it took approximately 15 minutes for first responders to get on scene. I need to fact check that, but that's what I heard. Again, we will be reviewing some of that. We also are going to take the balance of some of the, I think we may have the Q&A that we missed, which we may try to get on the air for you all. A little bit hard to hear those questions as reporters were not mic'd. Important to point out that the reunification site, if you knew staff or students at the Abundant Life Christian School, that reunification site is the SSM Health Center on Stoughton Road and East Buckeye Road. Police Chief Madison, Police Chief Barnes, asking commuters as we approach the end of the day today to please avoid that area, to route around there so that parents or other folks looking for loved ones and their students can get to that reunification site. So again, try to navigate around that. Other notable comments from Police Chief Barnes during the press conference that concluded just moments ago, stating enough is enough. Those sentiments getting echoed in different language, but the similar sentiment by Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, as well as Dane County Executive Melissa Agard, calling on the country to do better, to do more, to engage in meaningful gun regulation, to stop the deaths of our children in schools. Police Chief Barnes also indicating that police are still on scene, processing the scene, that the area of the shooting was in one place, indicating the shooter did not move throughout the school, that he didn't know if it was in a classroom or a hallway, but that the shooting was centralized in one place, that they immediately moved to secure that scene. I will recap the comments from the police chief, the fire chief, the mayor, and county executive when we return. We'll also start to take your calls and reactions to a terrible tragedy right here in Wisconsin. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to special news coverage on the Civic Media Radio Network. Please stay tuned.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title. Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on Election Day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on Election Day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters' Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're bringing you special breaking coverage of the fatal shooting that occurred this morning at Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. That school serves about 200 families, according to its website, about 390 children. I want to correct some information I shared with you just before we went to break, and that was that it took from the time of the first call to 911 at 10:57 a.m. that it took 15 minutes for first responders to arrive on scene. That is incorrect. They were there in far faster time. That particular 15-minute number came from Madison Fire Chief Chris Carbon. That was from Fire Chief Chris Carbon specifying the time it took from when they first arrived on scene. This is medical, responding medical personnel from when they first arrived on scene to when the last injured person had been transported to the hospital. Again, I want to confirm for all of you that, again, the total is 3 dead. Just confirmed by Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes, 3 dead, including the suspected teenage shooter, who was, again, as reported, a student at the Abundant Life Christian School. 6 others injured, all of them believed to be students, I believe I heard from the police chief. 2 students with life-threatening injuries transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. The other 4 with non-threatening injuries transported to St. Mary's. Your reactions are welcome. Please, let's keep this respectful and in keeping with the gravity of this moment. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. It also jumped out at me as I listened to the press conference with everyone that the police chief made special note that he began his career in public service as a public school teacher for 4 years. We're now going to go to Civic Media's own Catherine Lake, who was on scene at the press conference.
That's what I was going to say to you.
Catherine, are you there?
Yeah,
this is Maggie.
I was gonna say that.
You're on air. Please go ahead. What were your impressions? Any standout moments?
That was the thing I was going to mention, that the police chief used to teach history.
Yes.
It was a remarkable moment for me because this is the same man who, at the very first briefing, when I asked him about, you know, safety in the school, and he said, I don't really love the idea of, and I'm totally misquoting him, but he's not a fan of the idea of metal detectors. And
yes.
So I asked him in the second briefing, you know, you mentioned we're going to talk about mitigating things and what are we going to do? And you also said that you're not a big fan of metal detectors. He turned it right around on me. He said, well, would you want to send your kid to a school without metal with a metal detector, with one? And I said, that's kind of hard to say because right now she's in a school without it. But now I'm thinking I would like it.
Yes.
It's a remarkable time. I'll tell you, Maggie, I moved to Madison the first time in 1991, and it made a lasting impression of peace and great minds and creativity, and everything was awesome. And then I get shuttled off to Chicago to get married, and I love Chicago, very livable city, but I was going to be doggone if I was going to put my kid in high school in Chicago. No. I'm going to bring her back to Madison, and I'm going to put her in a safe school. What was I thinking? There's no place safe.
That's Catherine Lake of Civic Media. Catherine, if you could just stay on the air, a couple of things I just want to remark upon. And again, folks, your respectful, thoughtful comments and reactions are also welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You know, the question of hardening our schools and what does that mean for students? What impact does hardening our schools, whether that is at one end of the spectrum, perhaps arming teachers, perhaps in the middle of the spectrum, installing metal detectors? What does this mean? And in fact, I think one of the questions that we heard pointed to by all of the public officials that spoke at the press conference, Catherine, was this idea that we have to do better about gun regulation and that hardening our schools may be something that we might need to entertain as we unpack all of this, but that the thing that's being used to kill people is guns. And here the police chief specifying it was a handgun. We're joined by Catherine Lake, one of my Civic Media colleagues who was there at the press conference with the police chief. Catherine, what other details? We had a hard time hearing the Q&A back and forth, but it appeared some other salient details were provided about the family of the shooter cooperating. What other information can you give us that we may have been hard to pick up?
You know, you didn't really miss much. They did ask these questions, but there were no hard answers for us yet. We do not know the sex of the gender of the shooter. We do not know where they are. There are rumors that there is a house being dug through. People asked about whether or not the shooter's phone was available. Was that being looked into? We still have no motive. We did hear that, yes, the family knows and is cooperating. So their house is being, but we don't know who they are. We don't know anything else. And one of the things that really struck me, because I'm on the way to get my daughter from her school, her Madison High School East,
yes,
who was shut down, yes, for another reason today. That was locked up because of an altercation. I can tell you more about that when if you're interested.
We're going to have to put a pin in it right there, Catherine. That is my colleague at Civic Media, Catherine Lake, who is live reporting from that press conference. We're going to continue our special coverage. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a statement from the governor, which I'll read to you next, and I want to hear from you. How are you reacting? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We here at Civic Media will be with you through the rest of the afternoon. Please stay tuned.
Uh-huh.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's that time of the year. A lot of organizations approaching you looking for end-of-the-year donations. But when it comes to helping animal rescues, think local. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Advice from a Wisconsin County Humane Society. That's next.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
Stephanie Kramer is a local volunteer with the Sauk County Humane Society. She also happens to be the United States of America's Mrs. Wisconsin. She says they see 2,000 animals a year of all types in Sauk County. The bill to take care of those animals just in emergency services amounts to more than $40,000. That's why she says if you're going to give to an animal shelter, give directly to your local animal shelter.
There is this misconception that shelters are all somehow linked together, but that's not the way it works. Every local shelter is its own private entity. So when you give to a local shelter, your resources, your gifts go directly to the care of those animals. And sure, there are large national organizations that might do amazing things, and they do. But when you donate to those organizations, you're also paying for some of the highly paid executive staff members. When you contribute to a local shelter, that money is directly going to those animals.
Stephanie Kramer, a volunteer with the Sauk County Humane Society, encouraging you, if you're going to donate money, donate it directly to your local shelter.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And Darren Von Ruden, dairy farmer from Westby, Wisconsin, has been reelected as president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. They wrapped up their 94th annual convention in Wisconsin Dells on Sunday. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low to the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, highs warm to the upper 30s. Snow showers possible tomorrow night into early Wednesday, minor accumulations. Wednesday high, low 30s, more snow again Thursday. It's 39 right now.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the National DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Art and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. If you are rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network bringing you special coverage in the aftermath in the wake of the fatal school shooting earlier this morning at Abundant Life Christian School. The second press conference of the day just concluding moments ago. We had been joined by Civic Media's own Catherine Lake, who is there at the press conference. I'm going to review a few of those comments made at the press conference, mainly for the content therein. Again, the reunification location. If you have a student at the Abundant Life Christian School, if you have a loved one, the reunification site is at the SSM Health Center at Stoughton Road and East Buckeye Road. I will make note. Madison Police Chief Barnes asking people to reroute their evening commutes away from that area to facilitate, again, the reunification of families with students or staff there. I also wanted to share that there had been support reporting on some local Madison TV outlets earlier today that in what can be only described as a cruel irony that earlier today, first responders were actually doing an active school shooter training in Madison when the calls came in from the Abundant Life Christian School at 10:07 a.m. this morning that they had indeed an active shooter. The police chief during the press conference making note that he began his time as a public servant with 4 years as a public school teacher, as a teacher. Again, what a sad, sad irony. And he noted this. He said, quote, "We owe it to our community to do everything possible to ensure that schools are not just a special place, but a safe place. All the public officials asking for patience that they will make information available as they can." The police chief making special note that they are taking great care to ensure that the survivors, the students from the Abundant Life Christian School, aren't questioned without care being given to their current mental health. Again, if it were your son or daughter, you certainly would not want them subjected to rigorous police questioning, as important as it is for police to gain information and insight as quickly as possible into the shooting, that they're taking their time, that they will be consulting with mental health experts to ensure that students are not re-traumatized when police speak with them about what occurred today just outside of Madison, a school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. To recap, Police Chief Barnes confirming that three are dead today, including the shooter, who was reportedly a student at the Abundant Life Christian School, a teenager, according to Police Chief Barnes. The other two killed, one teacher and one fellow student, also reportedly a teenager. Six others injured, two with life-threatening injuries being treated at the University of Wisconsin-Madison hospitals, and four others being transported to St. Mary's with non-life-threatening injuries. Fire Chief Chris Carbon from Madison saying that, again, at 10:57, five engine companies, four ladder companies, and 15 ambulances were immediately dispatched. In addition, 11 off-duty fire officers were on scene at Abundant Life. Again, three people with life-threatening injuries to the University of Wisconsin hospitals. One ended up dying there of their injuries, four with non-threatening injuries to St. Mary's, and that from the moment that the medical first responders arrived at Abundant Life Christian School to transport of the last injured patient took 15 minutes. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, emphasizing what the police chief had said earlier today at around 12:30, and again during this 2:30 press conference, there is no repeat, no continuing safety threat in the Madison community. Also, Superintendent of Madison Public Schools issued a statement earlier today. If you are a parent of a student enrolled in Madison Public Schools, their school district will continue to be open. Classes will continue tomorrow. The mayor reiterating that there is no ongoing danger or threat to the community, expressing condolences to the families and the entire Abundant Life Christian School community, emphasizing that there will be, of course, support for victims and families, that there will be a, quote, whole of government response to this tragedy. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard also giving comments at the press conference, which concluded just about 20 minutes ago, making clear that no one should have to endure this, that those that may be suffering, that have trauma in response to this, that you are not alone, that we, the Dane County government, the city of Madison government, Madison Police and Fire, we are all here to support you. I made note of the language used by Fire Chief Chris Carbon. He phrased it this way: our hearts are with you and our arms are around everyone impacted today. I can only echo those sentiments on behalf of myself and everyone here at Civic Media. Dane County Social Services, as well as Red Cross and various consolidated agencies, were on scene immediately responding. Please do reach out to the Dane County Department of Health and Human Services or the City of Madison Health Department if you need assistance. If anyone you know or love is experiencing acute mental health distress, you can call or text 988. That is a national hotline. If you perceive an immediate threat to anyone's health or safety, please dial 911. Police Chief Barnes also confirming that there was no school resource officer, no SRO, as far as he was aware, at Abundant Life Christian School. An SRO is nomenclature for a police officer that is staffed to and whose beat is a school. SROs have become somewhat of a cause célèbre, cause du jour, especially from some on the right in response to this, the what seems to be an increasing number of fatal school shootings in this country. Police Chief Barnes saying, if there was some sort of school security officer there, it was not Madison Police, because he knows where all of his on-duty officers are or were, and none was stationed at Abundant Life Christian School. Police Chief Barnes also indicating that, again, they will be interviewing witnesses, that they had prepared warrants, and that searches will begin as is possible. Police Chief Barnes asking people, again, if you see something, to say something. If you believe there is a threat, to call the Madison Police Department. Again, that is what we know at this time. Your thoughts and comments are welcome. The text and phone lines are open. I will go there now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I ask you all to keep in mind the tragedy of the day in whatever comments you may have. John Hartman from Hubertus pointing out that we should take care to not turn this into political arguments. Kevin from Maguanago echoing that as well. I think part of the challenge here is that when we experience tragedy, especially tragedy like this, so very, very close to home, our human instinct is to, one, seek to blame and know who to point the finger at. And that is made more complicated, more difficult, more tragic when the shooter is themselves a child, and when, as here, the shooter is also dead. Certain courts have sought to hold parents accountable, to hold those who do not secure weapons accountable. And the second part, when we experience these tragedies, is not just who to blame, but we want to know what to do. We want to know what we each can do to prevent this from happening again. We want to take action. And so when commentators like myself or other callers or folks on the text line ask us to reinterrogate our nation's seeming inaction when it comes to the proliferation of guns in our society, I think folks can criticize that as politicizing a tragedy, but it is a question that now again must be asked. We have more guns on a per capita basis than any westernized democracy, and we have more death as a result of gun-related violence than any other Western democracy. Robert from McFarland saying, do you think thoughts and prayers will work this time? Sadly, no. But in this moment, our thoughtful discussion is all that we can offer in addition to those thoughts and prayers. Carol, from Madison. She's listening on the app. She says, the reunification site for families is the clinic I took my now grown children to. Three people aren't going home to their families tonight. I'm not nearly as close as I could be, but I am sad and furious. Nothing will change. Just another shooting, and our politicians can't care enough to implement real solutions. That from Carol in Madison. Diane from Madison texting in on WMDS. Hello, Maggie. My heart goes out to all the students and their families during this sad, sad time for the city of Madison. I am praying that soon and very soon, metal detectors will be installed in all of MMSD schools as soon as possible. We need them. We need all of the resources we can to protect our children. Miss Diane, she signs her note, a former family community liaison. Ken Bob from Dailyville here. He writes in, I'm questioning what I understand to be the timeline from news reports. I saw the organized procession of police and emergency vehicles heading towards the shooting this morning and sent a text to my fellow coworkers to let them know something big was happening. I sent this text at 10:23 a.m. As I was approaching the Cottage Grove exit. We heard earlier from my colleague, Catherine Lake, that there was another school security incident today related to, by Catherine Lake's reporting, a fight that broke out at Madison East High School. Perhaps there were also first responders involved there. Ken Bob, I cannot speak beyond that to the timeline. John Hartman from Hubertus also writes in, there needs to be awareness to release dry chemical fire extinguishers in school halls as soon as something like this occurs. They do tend to blur the area, provide a seeming cover. Let's see here. In addition, someone texting in, let's see, this is from the WAUK. It is sad to me, this is Sue texting in from WAUK, our Republican senators often wear AK-15 gun pins. It has been a tragic day here in Wisconsin, certainly in the Madison area community, as three people lost their lives, including the shooter, following a fatal school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School. I'll give you my concluding thoughts and take more messages from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Civic Media's special coverage of a fatal school shooting continues right here after these brief messages.
a voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, bringing you special breaking coverage of the fatal shooting that occurred this morning at Abundant Life Christian School. Three are dead, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student at Abundant Life. Also dead, it is believed, one teacher and one student also from Abundant Life Christian School. Six others injured, two with life-threatening injuries who were transported to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital, four others with non-life-threatening injuries transported to St. Mary's Hospital. According to Madison Fire Chief Chris Carbon, after the first 911 calls were received at 10:57 and dispatched, five engine companies, four ladder companies, and 15 ambulances, as well as 11 off-duty officers, all responding on scene. Numerous law enforcement officers from the Madison Police Department. I'm taking your thoughts and reflections. Let's keep them respectful and in keeping with the solemnity and gravity and seriousness and tragedy of this moment. Steve from Milwaukee remarking that it is sad what Senator Murphy has been able to get done in terms of gun legislation. He's often one of the leading proponents and introduces various gun legislation. Steve asking us to revisit control of particularly assault rifles in the United States. Of note, Madison Police Chief Barnes did state during the press conference at 2:30 that it was a handgun involved in the shooting today. As the reporting continues, I shudder to think what the death toll may have been had it been an AR-15 or some other highly automatic, large capacity magazine, automatic rifle or AR-15 styled weapon. I want to also let you know that the next press briefing, which Civic Media will be bringing to you live, is expected at 5:30. That's at 5:30. That is the next press briefing about the fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, which enrolls about 200 families, just shy of 400 children, where three were killed today, including the suspected teenage shooter who was a student there. Todd, from the north side of Madison, sir, what would you like to say this afternoon?
Thanks for taking my call, Maggie. As an educator, I would just like to challenge my colleagues especially, but anyone, my colleagues especially, to every time something like this happens, every time we are in a training or a meeting where we are tasked with dealing with and thinking about and preparing for gun violence, that we're also calling our representatives and saying, we expect them to do something proactively to prevent this type of thing from happening, to have some common sense gun legislation. As educators, you know, we're not here to clean up messes. That's not what we do as educators. We prepare our students to be successful. And so we do not take well to just allowing problems to happen and then shrugging our shoulders and saying we'll deal with it later. We want proactive solutions. Is that true?
Thanks so much. That's Todd from the north side of Madison asking us all to get on the horn and start calling our legislators to do something to prevent these sorts of school shootings and fatal tragedies. I echo those sentiments. Todd, Wes from Middleton texting in, when is enough going to be enough? We know that the next 4 years, gun violence may get worse. If I were Tony Evers, I would call a special session tomorrow at 8 a.m. and ensure that the legislature has to go on the record with their inaction. This is not a political issue, Wes writes. This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a matter of doing right by our children. Steve from Madison expressing that our society seems really screwed up right now. Mary from Wauwatosa stating prevention is the focus and it is needed in this hour of national crisis as a matter of nearly like disease prevention. I see the analogy, Mary. Proactive healthcare to prevent disease is always preferable to the treatment of disease after the fact. Hear, hear, Mary. Joshua from Wausau states this: how many more of our kids must die for our politicians to do something? The whole argument about metal detectors is that we shouldn't need them. There shouldn't be so many guns. Tomorrow, I just want to let you all know what I plan on focusing. We will update the reporting on this tragedy right here in our backyards. And I'll also share with you threat assessments. How do we understand? How can you understand? How can you and your children understand when threats may be very real and very imminent? I will also discuss and share with you what the Federal Bureau of Investigation has suggested in response to active shooter incidents. In other words, what to do if this happens at your workplace, what to share with your children if it happens in their school, so that we can all be better protected together. Thank you for sharing this time with me. More civic media special coverage of this tragic and fatal shooting at Abundant Life Christian School is going to continue right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The next press conference will take live at 5:30, so keep it tuned in. My name is Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Be safe out there, all.
Choice, real news, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. The country's latest school shooting happened today in Madison, Wisconsin.
I think we can all agree that enough is enough.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Three people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school.
A law enforcement official tells CBS News the suspect used a 9mm pistol. Several people are hospitalized.
Six other people were injured. Two students are now in critical condition in the hospital. And these injuries are considered life-threatening injuries.
Reporter Adam Reif on the investigation.
Who may have helped this person, what type of writings they had online. They're also going to look at some of the security video as well, whether it's outside or inside, and see how this person was able to get in.
Nearly 400 students attend the private school. CBS News special report. I'm Cammie McCormick.